This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Gaylord, Gaylord, Morris, M like Mary, Orris. Date of birth, April 16th of 1940. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up for Mr. Morris with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, peripheral vascular disease, and hypertension. His last visit was August 11th of 2025. He has gained 14 pounds over the last 6 months. He's hoping he will be able to lose more of that when the weather warms up somewhat. He can be slightly more active. Since his last visit, he stopped using ibuprofen and instead uses Tylenol, 1,000 milligram twice a day. That works very well for his pain. He denies any hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no bowel changes, nausea, vomiting, no blood. Urine is clear without difficulty passing urine, no incontinence, and no chest pain or palpitations. Medications, I want to highlight metoprolol, 50 milligram daily. Amlodipine is 2.5 milligram daily. Isosorbide is 30 milligram daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 188 pounds. Blood pressure is 128 over 70. Pulse is 56 and regular. No jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft without ascites, no edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done December 22nd, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.32. Estimated GFR is 53. Calcium is 9.0. Albumin 3.5. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, peripheral vascular disease, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.